Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster.
Jaden Forster, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And welcome to Friday, the first day of April. Are you a prankster or a prankee?
Well, I'm usually the prankee. Oh, yes, prankee. Is that right? The person who gets pranked.
Yeah,
that's
I think that's right.
Yeah. I'm usually that person, not the actual prankster, put it that way.
Okay. Well, you think you're on air at the moment, but ha-ha, April Fools, you're actually not.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. There is actually, funnily enough, a certain story going around online this morning from a TV website that does a April Fool's Day prank each year. Pertaining to a very popular TV show that will not necessarily be on the air in a little while. And I almost fell for that one this morning, but then reading one of the lines in the particular article sort of gives it away. So if people see that one online this morning, it's an April Fool's joke.
Which TV website, just in case?
That's the TV Tonight website.
Righto.
David Knox does a little trick each year. So, keep an eye out for that one. It'll be very interesting to see if any of the other media outlets pick that one up today.
All right, I'll check it out later on. The latest on Will Smith, Chris Rock slap at the Oscars. What's happening?
Yeah, well, it's sort of the story that keeps on giving. And there's a slight fresh twist this morning. There's a video that's popped up on TikTok that appears to show Will Smith's wife, Jada, I guess finding some of the incident funny, and I say that very loosely, as she appears to be laughing at Chris Rock's line that Will slaps the shite out of him as he sort of tries to move everything along. And there are some commentators online that are saying that this sort of changes the way we look at the whole incident, but I don't really subscribe to that theory. I don't think it's really much of a muchness though. But look, what is getting very serious finally is the way that the Academy is actually dealing with the situation. They've now given Will until the 18th of April to respond with reasons why he shouldn't be punished or why he shouldn't have his membership to the Academy, I guess, removed or revoked, and they will vote on that at their next meeting to decide exactly how they're going to respond to this. But from the way that they're talking and the language that they're using, I don't think it's going to end very well for him, put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen that video that you're talking about, Jaden Forster, and it is impossible to tell what her reaction is because all you're seeing is the back of her head. You can't see the facial expressions. You don't know what's going on.
That's right. Yeah, most of what we're going on there is what people are actually saying about that particular video, who were sort of around or nearby. But yeah, I think just they will be going on the actual footage and other testimonies that have been given to them by production crew and the like. But yeah, I wouldn't like to be in the position where you're having to make that decision, put it that way.
The man behind Aussie Ostrich on Hey Hey It's Saturday, Ernie Carroll, sadly passed away yesterday.
Yeah, on Wednesday, this was a very early Wednesday morning at a nursing home down in Mornington, and news started trickling through about the same time that Shane Warne's memorial service was getting underway, actually, and then all of the major news outlets picked it up, or major news bulletins picked it up on TV last night. But yes, very, very sad loss. Of course, a very funny person, a very talented person who did some radio work early on, wrote some comedy gags and did some comedy writing for different TV shows. But of course, you know, being Daryl's sidekick on Hey Hey is his big tag in show business. And he, I guess, essentially made that show and made Daryl who he is today. They did some remarkable work on that show and some remarkable gags. And it's tremendously sad that we speak here of the passing of that great man, Ernie Carroll, today from natural causes at the age of 92.
Mm. And speaking of sad stories, Bruce Willis, action superstar on the big screen, and of course did many things on the small screen as well, been diagnosed with a serious medical condition.
Yeah, that's right. His family revealed yesterday that he has a brain condition called aphasia. So it's a serious medical condition that's often caused by head trauma, actually, that more or less affects the person's ability to communicate and understand words and the like. So for an actor, it's less than ideal, essentially. But there have been sort of whispers around about his I guess, mental capabilities or cognitive functioning for a little while. There's been reports just this morning that he'd been misfiring guns on film sets and that they had to bring in a body double to do those sorts of things on set. And we've also heard the stories over the years that he would be fed lines through an earpiece because he just simply couldn't remember his lines. So it seems he has been on the decline for some time. And I guess now after he was given that individual category at the Razzie Awards for worst acting or worst movies about a month ago, it seems that now he's sort of getting out before things get worse or before it gets even more, I guess, embarrassing for him and for the family.
Yeah, he's made something like 20 movies in the last couple of years, all to put some money in the bank and make sure that his family's looked after in the future, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. That's how the story goes. Yeah, building up a kitty for him and for his family. And they, for what it's worth, they're not sort of necessarily saying that they think that this is the end for him in a life sense of terms.
Yeah.
In that sort of instance, they're certainly very upbeat about that sort of thing. But as well, they're also very realistic that he isn't able now to continue doing what he was doing. And that's a real shame.
Yeah, very sadly, though, they're saying a lot of those movies that he's made in the last couple of years are real B-graders and going direct to video and so forth, not the way we'd like to see Bruce Willis end his career. But hopefully he still continues to have some sort of semblance in life, and that disease that he's got isn't too debilitating in the future for him. But we'll watch this space, of course. Jaden Forster with all the entertainment news, taking a well-earned break. So we're going to catch up with you after Easter. Enjoy, won't you, Jaden?
I will indeed. Happy Easter, and don't eat too much chocolates and hot cross buns.
Oh, we will.